Hello, and welcome to a very, very special episode of Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings in podcast form. So special, in fact, because this is the first time I have uploaded an episode of this show as a podcast as the original show is aired on CAM FM 97.2. I know, how exciting. So remember that you can check out the main show via the CAM FM website. And you can keep abreast with updates to the Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumbling Cinematic Universe, if you'll allow me, via my Instagram at Daisy's Magical Mystery Mix. But for now, enjoy!
Daisy!
Daisy!
Midweek Movie Mumblings. Oh yes.
Good morning and welcome to another fun-filled episode of Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings here on CAM FM 97.2. I hope you're all having a fabulous week so far. I am back with you today to catch up on some, well, I was about to say recent, semi-recent cinema releases that I haven't gotten around to before. These are all from the tail end of 2024 slash very early on in 2025, you know, that period that we're still in. And I'm very excited to talk to you about them today. However, I'll tell you someone else who's very excited to talk to you about these films today is my very, very special guest, Count Orlok, who has flown in all the way from Transylvania to join me in the Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings recording booth. So, Count Orlok, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Good evening, Daisy. I am so excited to be on my favorite film discussion show, Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings. It is truly a pleasure. I have been blasting your reviews throughout the walls of my castle ever since your first review of Napoleon from 2023. What a load of rubbish that was. You saved me from having to experience it on my Batflix account.
Oh, well, thank you for that, Count Orlok. I really appreciate the compliment. You know, I do pride myself on being able to shield my listeners from terrible films such as Ridley Scott's Napoleon. And, you know, hopefully we'll be doing some of that today. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Just a reminder that today's episode is pre-recorded, so unfortunately I won't be able to read out your messages live as I normally do from our studio. This is me talking from the past, tragically. But I'd still love for you to get in touch with the show. You can get in touch in a variety of ways. The best way to get in touch as if you're listening to this live is to go over to the website, click on the web form box in the corner of your screen, type in a message, and it will get delivered to present current day me, and I'll be able to take your feedback on board. Maybe any questions, any recommendations for films you'd like me to watch next week, all is welcome. Alternatively, you can message my Instagram at Daisy's Magical Mystery Mix anytime, and I highly recommend that you follow that anyway. I mean, Count Orlok follows it. That's how I knew he wanted to collab. So, you know, there you go. Anyway, thank you all very much for tuning in. And without further ado, let's get started with our very first film, which someone at this table, wink, wink, is going to be very pleased about. Nosferatu from 2024, as directed by Robert Eggers. First and foremost, a trailer clip, and so until that's finished, I'll see you then. Okay, bye! Bye!
Bye!
Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings on CAM FM.
Come to me. Come to me.
never shared my secret with any soul.
You've had these spells since childhood. Tell me what you can from the beginning.
It is like a dream. It was our wedding. When we turned around, everyone was dead. The stench of their bodies was horrible. Standing before me was death.
It's a jolly one, isn't it? Yeah, so Nosferatu 2024, released very late in the year in 2024, but still a recent release nevertheless. I saw this film personally on, New Year's Day. Fresh off of my New Year's hangover, drinkresponsibly.co.uk, etc., etc. I actually got dressed up for this film. I dressed up in my vampiric attire, as did my sister Rachel, and me and the entire family, the entire Cox family clan, all departed to our local cinema to watch this. Nice save there. I'm not giving any corporate sponsors out here, okay? And yeah, I've been looking forward to this film for a very long time. If you've listened to this show for a while, you'll know that I'm a big fan of Robert Eggers. I absolutely loved the Vvvvitch from 2017, I do believe, or 2015. I'm not so huge on The Lighthouse, which is obviously, I think, the film that he's most well known for, Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe, stranded in a lighthouse where lots of supernatural things occur. I know I'm kind of alone in that opinion, but for me personally, it just did not work nearly as well as his later films, such as The Northman, which is just, for me, what an absolute treat. It's the exact opposite of the sort of film that I'd love, you know, a sort of period piece war, you know, rah, masculine bravado film, but I still absolutely loved it. I really got his vision as director with that film, I think. So then we got to Nosferatu, and following that kind of streak from like, dislike, love, I was expecting this to be a dislike. And I don't think, although I say that, the trailers and all of the teaser footage I found really, really promising. I was really excited. Lily Rose Depp's performance looked incredible in all the trailers. Nicholas Hoult is in it. And if you're not aware, Nicholas Hoult is in my favourite film of all time, About a Boy, No Questions Asked. Thank you very much. And I absolutely love that film. And I loved the cast. Willem Dafoe obviously making a return in classic Robert Eggers style. I'm pretty sure the only Robert Eggers film that he hasn't been in is The Vvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvv this film had it in clutch, right? I don't think it's as good as The Northman, first of all. I really appreciated the artistic vision it had. Robert Eggers is a man with such a singular gothic aesthetic and directorial vision, which I really appreciate. It's so rare that you see that kind of singular vision in Hollywood these days, and especially with such a big budget film like this, like focus features as well. I was really pleased to see that. I love the little like vintage focus feature logo stuff at the beginning of the film as well. Love that. So that all was fantastic. The music was great. In fact, the Oscar nominations recently came out, which we might do a special episode on in and of itself. But the Oscar nominations recently came out and it sweeped all of the sort of aesthetics, visual, costuming categories, which I can only so... I wholeheartedly agree with. I think where this film falls down is its structure and also, oddly enough, the casting. Aaron Taylor-Johnson, as much as it pains me to say, feels woefully miscast in this. I really did not get along with his character's inclusion at all. As I found with Willem Dafoe. Now, I've not seen the full-length original version of this film from 1922, I do believe. Woman checks Google, 1922 for Nosferatu. Please tell me I'm right. Please tell me I'm right, Nosferatu. Nah. Yes, 1922. Get in. I know his character is... originally in that film, but with a much lower role. And I think that's kind of where his role in this should have been. Obviously, it's going to be a bigger role because it's Willem Dafoe. He's a big actor. But for me, it just felt really like it didn't make any sense, his inclusion in the film. I don't want to get into spoilers, but the whole point of the film is about the supernatural. It's about the unknown. It's got it's sort of like The Exorcist in that it's all about questioning what you believe and your established beliefs and, you know, how you see the world in its entirety, which I absolutely love. But then the inclusion of this character who's more of a science-y character, it doesn't make much sense. In the original, I feel like his role makes sense, and I can see what they were trying to do in this film with Willem Dafoe's character, but it still didn't work for me. Aaron Taylor-Johnson's role, I don't know if it was just his acting. I don't think it is, because I've seen him in other stuff be amazing. But his role felt too overblown. It felt too large. I definitely think his character should have been included, unlike Willem Dafoe, who I think you could have kind of cut entirely. I definitely think Aaron Taylor-Johnson should have still been included. But it just felt too overblown for what should have been a much more insular, focused domestic story between Nicholas Holt, Lily Rose Depp, and her supernatural vampire beau in the form of Count Orlok, who, of course, we have on this show today. So all in all, I would definitely recommend this film. I feel like there's not too many people left now who haven't seen it. It was massively hyped up, etc., etc. Also with all this Oscar buzz and things and all the memes that have been made of it, I feel like, you know, people have definitely probably seen it if you are going to see it. But if you haven't, I do implore you to go and give it a watch. It's not usually the sort of thing that my parents, for example, would have seen, and they both loved it. So, you know, if nothing else, go off their recommendation. Also, Lily Rose Depp, just on a side note, really surprised me with her performance. I thought she was amazing. I'd previously seen her in Tusk, which obviously is not a glowing back catalogue for an actor of any caliber. But I thought she was amazing in this. And you can see, like, the kind of Robert Eggers audition tapes that she had online, and they're just insane. Like, the fact she could pull off that level of performance on a Zoom call is genuinely crazy. Anyway, Count Orlok, what did you think of this? Your own biographical picture.
Thank you, Daisy. Well, obviously, I am slightly biased considering this is my film. I thought I did a pretty good job in it, nevertheless. I've had people tell me that some bloke named Bill Skarsgård played my role instead of me, and I'm here to publicly announce that that is a falsehood. Only I could rock the handlebar moustache that so many have pointed out so sexily and so mysteriously in equal measure. So I personally think this was a great film, and that I did personally a very good job. Thank you, though, to Robert Eggers for properly bringing my terrifying reign of terrifying stuff, yeah, to life.
Well, thank you, Count Orlok, but in the name of impartiality, special guest and friend of the station, Aaron, is actually here to give his thoughts and reply to you. Aaron, what do you think?
Hi, Count Orlok. It's great to have you on Cam FM today. I think this is a real coup for the station, to be honest. But I've just got to give my honest opinion of your film, quite frankly. Your recent film, Nosferatu, which I assume you've seen, it didn't really do it for me. I got to be honest, it didn't really do it for me. I felt like, as well, the script really didn't play in your favour. There was lots of just kind of, and not much else going on, really. You know, and the plot, it just didn't work. It wasn't very, you know, 21st century empowering feminism, really, was it? Like, I mean, I just want to put that to you, and just kind of the general point of, like, I mean, why did you have to kill the sailors? It just didn't really feel necessary, you know? It all just felt a bit much. Bit gratuitous. Did you need that many rats? Did you really need that many rats? Look, that's just the point I want to make, really. Look, I guess what I'm trying to say is, when I compare you to Bram Stoker's Dracula, like, you can never please me like he did. So sorry, that's my review. Would love to hear your response.
I have never heard such insolence in my entire 500-plus years of roaming this mortal coil to no end. Not only does he need to desperately fit a pop filter onto whatever ramshackle microphone he is using, but I can barely stomach his criticisms of my beautiful masterpiece of a film. Excuse me, Daisy, but I must go and vanquish one of my enemies. Or, should I say, newly found enemies, post-haste.
Okay then, hope Aaron's okay. I guess we should just move on to our next film, which is a bit of a change of pace. Baby Girl, starring Nicole Kidman. Enjoy the trailer, I guess. I'm just going to go quickly check on Aaron. I'll be right back.
Hey.
Hey. We need to have a conversation. You're very young. I don't want to hurt you.
I think I have power over you. Because I could make one call and you lose everything. Does that turn you on when I say that?
Don't you have to be at work?
Is now a good time to introduce the interns?
Yeah.
I chose you as my mentor.
I'm not a part of that program.
Oh, no, you are. You're on the list. I got an email and I clicked on your name.
How'd you get that dog to calm down?
Good girl. I gave it a cookie.
You always have cookies on you.
Why, do you want one?
Indeed. So, Baby Girl, 2024, the new film by Helena Rein, who you might know from other films such as Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. This is a brand new film starring Nicole Kidman and quite the cast. Harris Dickinson, Antonio Banderas, other such fun names. This is a film I wasn't originally planning on seeing. I don't know if you can get the vibe from the trailer, but it is a erotic thriller in the style of sort of a Fatal Attraction or a Basic Instinct, that kind of thing. Oh my lord, I can see why this has an 18 certificate, first and foremost. There's a lot of sex in this film. Not a family film by any means. I felt very awkward going to see this in the cinema. I was with a group of friends, so I felt slightly less awkward, you know, because we were all going to see it as a group. But I would have felt very awkward sitting there watching it on my own. It's an interesting film. It tries to do a lot of things. It tries to bring a lot of questions up. And I don't necessarily think it works on many levels. That sounds really damning. What I mean to say is that it could have been incredibly interesting. It could have been very well done, but I think it falls flat in the execution. There are a lot of things that are kind of put out there for the audience to consider that never really go anywhere. I don't want to get into any spoilers or anything, because I do think it's an interesting and challenging film to watch. And definitely if you enjoy an erotic thriller, I definitely think you should give this one a go. But for me personally, I didn't get on with it very well. There's lots of mixed metaphors. Also, on a basic level, I just feel like the characters weren't believable. Like, a lot of the characters will do actions or do certain things where I'm like, okay, but that makes no sense and you would never do that in real life. And I get what the film's trying to do. It's this kind of dreamlike, erotic, sexually charged world of corporate thingies and stuff like that. But it just didn't work for me. I never properly got into it. I never felt much for the characters. It kind of just felt like I was watching a series of events unfold on screen, which I guess you could say is what every film is like, duh. But for me, if you get what I mean, you get what I mean. It just didn't feel particularly cohesive. It had all of these ideas, none of them particularly worked very well together. And yeah, one thing that did I found really work was the music. I don't know if that makes sense as a sentence. One thing I did found really worked, yeah, was the music. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done. Lots of good needle drops in there. There's a very good use of a George Michael song midway through this film. Very much enjoyed that. But again, I think it's a mixed bag. I don't think it's as good as Bodies, 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 which itself is a flawed film, but I think had much more of a solid, conclusive message. It was much more focused in what it was trying to do and say and accomplish than this film. I think this film fell flat a lot in its execution. And yeah, Antonio Banderas, Nicole Kidman, both fantastic, but I think the show is really stolen by Harris Dickinson. He does a fantastic job in this. I'm not surprised. One of my favorite films from the last few years is Triangle of Sadness, which was kind of his breakout role. So I'm not surprised that he's amazing in this. And as I say, Nicole Kidman and Antonio Banderas do a really good job. I think Antonio Banderas particularly really, really is quite affecting. He's the most believable character out of everyone on screen, which is intentional. Again, I don't want to get into spoilers. But again, a mixed bag. I'd recommend it if you're that way inclined. But for me, a pass. But Count Orlok, my diligent special guest, has also seen this film and will tell us his thoughts now, if you're ready.
Well, Daisy, I wasn't quite sure on this one either. It's very, very graphic. And I should know, considering that my film was basically 2 hours of supernatural pornography. But hey, I found it a bit much at points, but I am very, very pleased to see Nicole Kidman still stealing the show in a leading role alongside Antonio Banderas. So maybe I'll watch this again on Batray when it comes out there, but for now, my thoughts are equally as puzzled and confused as yours.
Well, thank you very much, Count Orlok. I guess that all that remains to say is, here's our next film, Better Man, and the trailer for it will be playing right now. Okay, enjoy, bye!
I'm Robbie Williams. I'm one of the biggest pop stars in the world. This is my story, but I'm not going to tell it in an ordinary way because I don't see myself how others see me.
For the next 2 hours, your ass is mine!
To be honest, I've always been a little less evolved.
I don't want to rock!
So let's take it from the top, shall we?
I sit and wait.
My dad was well enamored by the stars of the day.
You can't learn it. You're either born with it, or you're a nobody.
There's an angel.
Don't want to be a nobody.
Contemplate my fate.
You're enough.
The places where we go when we're gray and old.
You got in? You're in that band?
Say that!
Well, what really needs to be said? Don't you want to go and see it already? That was the trailer for Better Man, which technically came out in 2024. If you couldn't tell from the trailer, it's the Robbie Williams biopic where rather than like an actor playing Robbie Williams, it's instead a monkey. It's a CGI monkey. Yeah. You might be thinking, Daisy, that sounds absolutely dreadful. And that was my exact thought process as well when I saw the trailer and saw that on top of it being a CGI animated monkey playing Robbie Williams, it was also directed by my absolute op, Michael Gracie, who, if you don't know, directed The Greatest Showman, which is an oxymoronic title if I've ever heard one. It's a film that really does make me want to throw myself out of a window. But the less said about that, the better. We're focusing on this one. So I actually did go and see this with my friend Lyra and Clay, who are friends of the show and who have been on here before. We went and saw it. Dalliance down to our local cinema. We weren't expecting much. And
oh my God.
It was actually really good. I can't lie to you guys. It was actually really good. I absolutely loved it. I was not expecting to say that. I was not expecting to say that in any form. But no, it was great. What can I say? I just absolutely had a blast. It's done in a really fun way. It's not at all sycophantic to Robbie Williams. I think it falls into the danger zone with that a bit, but it's a really good, artful biography, and it's so creative. I mean, when you're given this premise, you'd want it to just be completely balls to the wall creative, and it so is. It takes every single element of its own premise and kind of drives it to the max. It is not a subtle film in any way. It reminds me of some kind of Baz Luhrmann style of directing, which, again, if you've listened to the show before in any length, you'll know isn't necessarily a very good thing from my perspective, but I absolutely loved it. It was just, it worked so well for me, I really have to say. And I wasn't expecting it to. Maybe it's also just because I absolutely love the back catalogue of Robbie Williams. I mean, Rock DJ is my favourite song of his ever. And the Rock DJ scene in this, if you haven't seen it or if you have no plans on seeing this film, go and watch it on YouTube. It is genuinely fantastic. So I absolutely love that aspect. I really don't want to say too much about it other than just to implore you in the strongest possible terms to go and see it. Not least because it's a massive box office bomb. Last I heard, it's earned like 17 million on like a gajillion, bajillion, billion, trillion dollar budget, as all films nowadays do. And that made me really sad. And not least seeing all these Americans on various social media comment sections being like, I've never heard of this guy. Who is Robbie Williams? I've never even heard of Rock DJ. It sounds like co-working music. Stop it. Stop it. I am heartbroken because it's a really good film and so many people haven't seen it and I absolutely loved it. I think there's some very valid criticism of this film, to be fair. It does get a bit annoying, dare I say, in some parts. There are flawed aspects to the plot. Some of the, like, you know, motivations of the characters doesn't make much sense. Again, I don't want to go too deep into spoilers. But for what it is, And for what I was expecting it to be, it could have been so much worse. And I, for one, am very glad this film exists. I desperately want to rewatch it. It was so much fun. And again, I haven't got too much more to say, really. I just implore you in the strongest possible terms to give it a go. So many people have kind of thrown this film into the trash already because of its box office returns. And I'm here to tell you that I actually thought it slapped quite a lot. Again, if you're a fan of Robbie Williams's music, even if you're not a massive fan, I mean, put it this way, I'm not a mega fan of Robbie Williams's music. I don't know his entire back catalogue. I think I have about as much knowledge of Robbie Williams's music as anyone would growing up in the UK in the 2000s. But so do with that what you will, but I still absolutely loved it. It reminded me a lot of Rocket Man. Definitely not Bohemian Rhapsody, which is a terrible film, don't at me. And so I definitely think it's on the sort of good side of musical biopic films, which, you know, is a hard feat to pull off in and of itself. But I thought it was just incredibly creative, well-rounded, and all in all, wonderful little film that you should definitely go and watch. Who else watched it? Count Orlok. What? This isn't kind of the sort of film I'd expect you normally to watch, but tell us what your thoughts were anyway.
Daisy, I don't want you to become my mortal enemy like Aaron already has. I am a huge fan of Robbie Williams, and have been ever since his days in Take That. I was never a Gary Barlow or Jason Orange fan, or whoever that other bloke was. I've always been a stan for my king, Robbie Williams, ever since they first dropped their early stuff in the early 1990s. So I am first and foremost utterly and deeply offended by your implication that this is not the sort of film I would usually be into. That aside, I thought it was pretty great. I really enjoyed the dance numbers in particular, and seeing the flaws of my beautiful boy Robbie Williams brought to life so beautifully and so heartfeltly, etc., don't know if that's a word, on screen, made even me, Count Orlok, well up with tears, a feeling I have not experienced since at least 1534. So yes, dear listeners, I promise that this is a great film and you will not be disappointed, and I implore you in the strongest possible terms to go and see it. I think the only thing that could be improved is if they cast me instead of a CGI monkey in the title role.
Right. Thanks, Count Orlok. I don't really know what to say to that. Let's end the show, shall we?
Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings on Cam FM.
Thank you again, dearest and most beloved listeners, for tuning in to this episode of Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings. We discussed my brand new biographical film, which obviously everyone loved, as well as Baby Girl and Better Man, which I absolutely, obviously rated very highly, being a big fan of Robbie Williams myself. So, with all of that said, thank you again so much for listening. Be sure to get in touch with the show via email at dmmm@camfm.co.uk or via the show's Instagram at Daisy's Magical Mystery Mix. I'm going to go back to my pedicure now, but I'll hopefully catch you round, my dudes. Goodbye!